Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The Democratic Party candidate Joe Biden has made a scathing attack on Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus crisis, saying the president had failed the people of the United States. He was speaking in Georgia, a state the Democrats hope to win. Meanwhile, addressing a rally in Michigan, Donald Trump accused his opponent of misleading Americans about the pandemic in order to discredit him. Lebu Diseko is in Washington.
The last time a Democrat won the state of Georgia in a presidential election was 1992. But with a recent poll placing the two candidates tied in the state, Democrats feel it is within their reach. For Donald Trump, it was a matter of attempting to shore up support in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. With 16 electoral votes, Michigan was one of the belt of former industrial states that Trump won last time round. There were cheers as he spoke about his most recent victory, the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the United States Supreme Court.
A judge in Michigan has blocked an order by state authorities that would have banned the open carrying of firearms at polling stations on Election Day. State politicians issued the directive earlier this month, claiming carrying guns could lead to voter intimidation. Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel has said she will appeal the judge's ruling. The authorities in the Australian state of Victoria have lifted the COVID-19 lockdown. The state was at the epicentre of Australia's second wave. Shaima Halil reports.
Many of Melbourne's residents enjoyed a late night out for the first time in nearly 4 months, with restaurants, pubs and bars finally open. At midnight local time, COVID-19 restrictions were lifted across the state of Victoria. State borders remain closed, but the Premier of neighbouring New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, said she'll consider reopening them depending on the number of cases in the coming days. The lockdown has been devastating for Victoria's economy, but health officials say it's helped massively in curbing the second wave of COVID-19.
The US-based money transfer company Western Union is to close all of its offices in Cuba. It follows the latest sanctions imposed by the Trump administration on the island, which prohibit the participation of companies controlled by the Cuban military. Here's Alex Ritson.
As recently as 2018, Western Union transferred more than $6 billion in remittances to Cuba, most of that coming from the United States. And those transfers have been hugely important to the finances of the Cuban government. Previous sanctions severely restricted Western Union's operations, but a partnership with FinCimex, a debit card provider run by the Cuban military, kept the cash flowing in. Now, even that seems certain to stop, adding further pressure in a country where the average monthly salary is just $30.
This is the latest world news from the BBC.